So Parsha Shofin is an opportunity for us to discuss the mitzvah of Challah and to see how it pertains to this time of year, Chodesh Elul, the Shofar, Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Because Parsha Shofin deals with different mitzvahs pertaining to Reishis, Reishis Hageiz and Reishis Degancha, yet there's no mention of Challah. And the Torah finds the mitzvah of Challah in a very interesting place, somewhat out of place, and that's in Parsha Shlach. After the whole Inyan of the Meraglim, Torah gives us the mitzvah of challah, and that's next to the mitzvah of tzitzis. So let's try to understand, if it's there, why does it belong there, and what's the implication of that? There's another very fascinating chazal. We'll see how it connects a little bit later. So chazal say, if you find the exact lashon, it's in Bereishis Rabba Nun Gimel, Loi nidnida arisa ela bimei Avraham tchila. The very first cradle that was created, invented, was by Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak was the first baby who was placed in a cradle. Now, medrash zeh umr darshuni. Do we need to know about the inventions of the Avos HaKadoshim? This is not what they were involved in. Chazal tell us, for example, that Noach, he invented the plow. And, you know, the Vilna Gaon is the author of Cramer's Law, right? But do they go down in history as, you know, the founders of these? No. The Vilna Gaon is the Vilna Gaon, and Noach is the Tzadik Yishtamim, and Avraham Avinu is the Horesh Lecholam Aminim. So what do we care that Yitzchak was the first one who was in a cradle? What does that do for us? And on the topic of Challah, so the Ben Ish Chai says that it's a very important mitzvah, mitzvahs nashem, and every woman should see to it to be mekayim this mitzvah once a year. And he says, it would appear to me that the time to do this mitzvah, if it's going to be once a year, even let's say a kala, you know, she's in the home of her mother-in-law and she does not the one baking the kala, she should find a week to mekayim the mitzvah, and that should be during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. It doesn't explain. Perhaps Pashtus, you know, the Rama writes that there's a minhag amongst the Ashkenazim to be Nisar and Pas Akum. Even though it's mutter to have Pas Palter of an Akum, but during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, everybody's careful minhag Yisaltar. So that's also a din lechem, similar to Challah, so maybe that's where the Ben Ish Chai is coming from, but that doesn't seem likely because the Rama is from the Ashkenazim. And the Ben Ish Chai is coming from the Sfaradim. So unless he mentions that specifically, it wouldn't seem that that's the reason. Although the Empedemius, I don't know if now is the time to discuss it, there is a kesher between the two. But be it as it may, why would Aseres Yemei Teshuvah be the time to make the mitzvah of Challah? So Chazal tell us, a very beautiful ma'amar, but puzzling, that Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Bereishis, B'schus HaChala, that the world was created in the S'chus of Chala, the Medrash there adds, and the S'chus of Bikurim, and the S'chus of Maisris, but Chala's on the list. That the world was created in the S'chus of Chala. That's a very big statement. We know, Bereishis B'shvel HaTorah, Bereishis B'shvel Yisrael, Bereishis B'shvel Moshe, Bereishis B'shchus HaChala. So let's try to understand what that is and what that means. So let's begin with the Maamar of the Satmar Rebbe. I was taking a look in his Sefer because it was his Yorsite the past week, and so I found beautiful Torah, and there are many, many beautiful Torahs from the Samar of Mamish Goyna Goyim Sadik Sarela. So he says, and he begins with the following question: Shayftin v'shayftin titan l'b'chol sharecha. It would imply from the pasuk that we're already in Eretz Yisrael if we're being commanded to establish shayftin v'shayftin. How we have two pasukim later: Tzedek tzedek tirdef l'matich yavir ashtas aretz. You should pursue justice so that you shall inherit the land. So it sounds like you're not in Eretz Yisrael. So where do you stand? Are you in Eretz Yisrael? Are you not in Eretz Yisrael yet? So quotes the aside from the Shach HaLatar in Parshas Bereishis. The Shach HaLatar says, I wonder to myself, how could it be that disgusting mosque on the top of Har HaBayis lies in the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Kohen Gadol would go in once a year and nobody else can go in, yet there's a mosque in that place? So he says it must be that there's a Ritzura Me'aram, that there's a strip of land which comes from Chutz La'aretz onto the Makom Kodesh Kadashim, and the mosque is on that place. It's not in the Kodesh Kadashim. It's being covered up by a Ritzu in Chutz La'aretz. And that's where it stands. We find from this Chiddush that there's an Inyan that there could be a Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. We also find, although he doesn't quote the Marsha, but the Marsha says in beginning of Maseches Brachos, the Gemara tells us that there are old people living in Bavel. They live to very long ages. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? It says, Ari Chesamim is in Eretz Yisrael, Man Yibu Yimeichem, Mevenechem, Al Hadama. So the Gemara answers that since they're Mashkim and they're Ma'ariv in the Bata Knesset, Basim Midrashos, people are spending a lot of time in Shul and in the base Medrash, so there's Zeichet Ari Chesam. So the fact of Masha doesn't answer the question. Pasuk says that in Eretz Yisrael you have Ari Chesam, nowhere else. So it says in Masha, Vaistai, you see from here that in the Bata Knesset, in the Bata Midrash and Chutz La'aretz is Shoire Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So you see that there could be a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, just like there could be in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. I'll just point out that I was told that when Aaron Liebsteinman, Zichat Tzadik B'Lavacha, when he came to Square years ago on his trip to Chutz La'aretz, so he had said in the square, there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's shach that there should be a Mokum in Chutz La'aretz besides Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Satmar Rebbe says from here, it's never clear whether you're in Chutz La'aretz or Eretz Yisrael, what land you're in. So therefore, the Pasuk says, Shoiftim v'shoiftim tindah v'chol sharecha. You're already in Eretz Yisrael, but you still have to be koivish Eretz Yisrael more. Because this is the Shitas Hashel, you know, Samer, I'm sure, b'chlolius, not for now. But since it could be a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz and vice versa, so Mamela, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael, Matichya v'irashas Eretz, v'divit p'chachem chen. Now, we'll get to the Shach L'Shitaso in a moment, what he has to say about Goshen and Eretz Mitzrayim, that part pertains to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Well, let's begin answering our questions, although usually we save it to the end. Let's at least take what we have here and build forward. This idea that there could be a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz and vice versa tells us that there's a mixture of Kodesh V'chol. And from the time Churban Habayis, it really goes back to the Chet Adam HaRishon, and even before the Chet, the Metzias of the Eitz Hadas Taivira. Das is a Lashon mixture, the Mefarshim say, a mixture of Taivira. There's an idea that there could be his arvas of Kedusha V'chol. And that's on every level from the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, especially. Like the Maral explains, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Klai Yisrael went into Golas. When Klai Yisrael went into Golas, the Torah went into Golas too, because Torah and Klai Yisrael are inseparable. But when Klai Yisrael went into Golas, and the Torah went into Golas, Eretz Yisrael also went into Golas. So there's an Eretz Yisrael which is scattered throughout the world. And one of the inyan and mitzvot of Tzitzis, of the Kapseinu Yacham Yavakan for us, not just to bring back Klai Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but it's to bring back Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Sachadoy Belzer, when he went once to Schweiz, to Switzerland, he had said, you know that they talk about the air quality in Switzerland, that it's so clean and crisp and so on. He says that's because it's the air of Eretz Yisrael. It's just in Golas in Switzerland. But all the good stuff around the world all belongs to Eretz Yisrael. So this is Marumas in the Lashon of Chazal, and it touches upon the Inyan of Challah. Because Chazal say at the end of Ksuvis and in Kiddushin, it says, Kol ha'aratzais isa le'Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is in Isa the Bavel. And that's talking about Yuchsin. But you see here, Kol Ha'aretz is Isa. And Isa is a mixture, but it's a mixture of dough. And it's saying that all the Aretzes are in Isa to Eretz Yisrael. And you say that Eretz Yisrael is like a challah. I mean, it's HaFresh's challah. That there's the Aretzes of the world, the Sheva Aretzes. And from the Sheva Aretzes, there's what's called Eretz Yisrael, which is just a tiny, tiny portion of all the lands of the world, maybe 0.1%. But Lemaisa, that's a Farshas Challah. Farshas Challah is Bekol Shehu, your Mekai Midoraisa, the Mitzvah of Challah. So Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Chalasa Shel Olam. It's the Challah of the world. And that was like the Gan Eden amongst the world too. But Adam HaRishon, Chazal say, Chalasa Shel Olam. Adam HaRishon was a Challah of the world. So if that's true, that Eretz Yisrael is Chalasa of the east of the world, we could already explain Bereshis B'Shvil Yisrael. Chazal say here Bereshis B'Shvil Yisrael. We see the mitzvah of Chala, B'Shchos HaChala. What does Rashi say here on Bereshis B'Shvil Bereshis Barulikim HaSashmayim V'Sa Oretz? That the Torah begins with Ma'aseh Bereshis. Could have started with the first mitzvah. But to teach you that all the Eretzes belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if the Goyim will say, list them at them, will reply, everything belongs to Hashem, he gave it to whoever he wants. What we see from here is that built into Bereshis Bara Elokim is the inyan that all the Eretz went to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he gives Eretz Yisrael to us. That's what's called Bereshis B'Shchos HaChala, and the place where we find that the Torah begins to teach you that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Yisrael. Because even Klai Yisrael, we are Adam, Atem Koyim Adam, just like Adam is a Chalasa Shalaylam, Klai Yisrael is also just a Kolshu, but a Chalasa Shalaylam. So Eretz Yisrael and Klai Yisrael, it's like one inyan. The Hainu, it's the Chala. It's that Chiluk HaKadusha, which belongs to us. That's the Truma which you give to Kohanim. That's Bnei Yisrael. Mamlechus Kanim Gai Kadosh. So we're Zechet Eretz Yisrael because we're a people of Kohanim. So we had said before that the place that Chala is in the Torah is after the Parsha of Meraglim. So why Dafka by the Meraglim? Because what was the Tos of the Meraglim? So how could it be? You have 12 Tzadikim going to Eretz Yisrael. 10 of them fail, 2 of them succeed. They looked at the same land. They saw the same thing. So they came back with 2 totally different reports. But the pshat is this, that the Meraglim went in with a gaiva. Kula manashim, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, they were tzaddikim. But they carried themselves thinking that they were big tzaddikim. Because of that, Eretz Yisrael is not soivel gaiva like that. Maybe in Chutz Laaretz it could be soivel, such a tzidkus. But Eretz Yisrael is about anava. And Yeshua colored, they went in with anava, but the Meraglim didn't. They went with the old tzidkus. So they didn't see Eretz Yisrael. They saw the Eretz Canaan of Eretz Yisrael. They saw the Chutz La'aretz of Eretz Yisrael. And they came back and they said, terrible reports. They said, we have it better in the Midbar than we'll have it in there. Because they weren't shown Eretz Yisrael. They saw Eretz Canaan. V'yasur is Eretz Canaan. They saw Eretz Canaan. They didn't see Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua and Kala, they went with anava. Taiv Haaretz Man Ma'ayit. They had the Midah of anava. Ma'ayit Ma'ayit Habishvah Ruach. So they saw Eretz Yisrael. What they didn't realize also, Meraglim, is that the matzav that they had in the Midbar was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Moshe didn't have Kedushas Chutz La'aretz, the Indian of Chutz La'aretz, wherever he went. They went with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Rav Loch, you have Eretz Yisrael here. What do you need to go into Eretz Yisrael for? You have the Eretz Yisrael of Chutz La'aretz. Of course, Moshe wanted the Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael. But he had Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. And the same thing is true when it came to Maaseh Machpelah. Chazal say that when Avram looked at Maaseh Machpelah, he saw Gevaldig Or. But when Ephron sold it, why didn't he see the Or? He says he only saw Choshech. So two people are looking at the same thing, and they can be seeing something totally different. But in Pnimiyas Alfi Darkin, it was in Avram saw Eretz Yisrael Maaseh Machpelah. Ephron saw Eretz Canaan, which it was. But Avram was able to see the Eretz Yisrael Maaseh Machpelah, and that's why he wanted it. What's interesting is that very first kibush, we spoke about this not long ago, the very first kibush of Eretz Yisrael takes place in Maaseh Machpelah, and that's B'Shchos Sarah. We explained that Yeshua went in with the Koyach of Sarah, and that's why he's able to be Koyvish Eretz Yisrael. But the very first Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael, that's Maaseh Machpelah. And that was B'Shchos Sarah. So Maaseh Machpelah, at the time, it belonged still to the Canaanim. But she was able to be Mevarer, a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, within Chutz La'aretz, the Hainu within Eretz Canaan. That was Sarah's doing. We find the same thing also in Mitzrayim. Because the Shach that we had quoted before, like we said we would mention later, that's now, is L'shitasai. Why? Because the Shach says, why is it that sometimes in the Torah we find Goshen, sometimes Goishna? It's because there's 2 Goshens. There's Goishen, which is Eretz Mitzrayim, but there's Goishna, which is Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's where Yaakov and his children settled, in Goishna, which was Eretz Yisrael. So says the Shach, Yaakov never left Chutz La'aretz. Even when he came to Mitzrayim, he was still in Eretz Yisrael. Because he says, there's a Ritzua from Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim, and that's where Yaakov settled. Just like there's a Ritzua from Aram into the Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's a Ritzua from Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim, and that's where Yaakov settled. That's why Yaakov had such gewaldic years. Even though it was Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov had some Shvas Reishana, he had such toiv years, that's the toiv moed of Eretz Yisrael. How can you have Eretz Yisrael years in Eretz Yisrael? Because he was in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Shach L'Shitasai. Such a Metzias, a Shaykh. But how did Klai Yisrael be Zechet to Goshen in the first place? As Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, that was the Ksuva that Paro gave to Sarah. So you see that Sarah was Mevara, the Malkum of Eretz Goshen, as being a place of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov settled there. But you see, Sarah accomplished that Maaseh Machpelah Dehainu, finding a place of Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Canaan, but also in Eretz Mitzrayim, finding an Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Mitzrayim. This would also explain the inyan of the Akedah. When Hashem Yisbarach tells Avram to go to the Makom, to go to the Eretz Yisrael, firstly, he says, Ela Aretz Asharek. He doesn't tell him where to go, to the place where Allah was. Why these? I'm going to show you Eretz Yisrael. He says, because it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, it was Eretz Canaan. And by the Akedah to it, Ela Makom Asher Amol Elakim. Go to the place where I'm going to tell you. Why did he say, go to the place of the Makom HaMikdash? He says, it wasn't Makom HaMikdash, because it was under the klipa of Chutz La'aretz, which is called Eretz Canaan. But the Maisa Akedah was Mevar the Makom HaMikdash. And it created a place of Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Canaan. Which Avraham Avinu was so impressed. I never knew such a brilliant place before. And he gives it a name. He calls Mashem Yira. He's giving it a name. Why is he giving it a name? You only give a name to new things. Ted says he was Mevar something though. He was Mevar the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to the place. And that was Nitzri. From that on it was Nitzri. But who was Mevar that? Yitzhak was Mevar that. How was Yitzhak able to be Mevar that to the Akedah? So we could say as follows. We said before, very puzzling Chazal. The first time that there was ever a cradle, a crib, was by Avraham Avinu. Yitzhak was in there. What is that all about? Because what's the Lashon HaTorah when it comes to Chala? The Torah says, Reishis Arisa Seichem Titnu Chala Lashem. Reishis Arisa Seichem. So Yitzhak is the Reishis. And Arisa can mean cradle, but also means a mixture, a bread. It's an Isa. Arisa is a Lashon Isa. So Yitzhak, he's zeichet to be the Reishis Arisa. He's the first one of the Kenan. Because we need to know what's going on in the house of Avram, what he's using to rock Yitzhak. We need to know that Yitzhak is called Reishis Arisa Seichem. And since he's Chala, and Chala means being Mevar, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because Kol Aratz is Yitzhak Eretz Yisrael. So since Yitzhak is called Reishis Arisa, he himself is Chala, he's able to Mevar the Indian of Chala, which is finding Kedusha Eretz Yisrael within Chutz La'aretz. It's very good because when Sarah is told that Yitzhak will be born, she's in the middle of making challah. And it becomes Tameh. The three malachim come. Why do the three malachim come? Because she's in these three mitzvahs, which is Nidah, Challah, Kazaneh. That's why she's Zeichet to Yitzhak. But it was because she was being Oisek in the mitzvah of challah at that time, she found out that Yitzhak was going to be born because Yitzhak himself is the mitzvah of challah. Just add further that when Avram is going on his way to the Akedah, the Torah tells us, how did he know where to go? He saw an anan kashra lahar, that there was a cloud which is on top of the mountain. That was the siman. The other two who were traveling with him, the Na'arim, Yishmael, and Eliezer, they didn't see, so they stayed behind. But Avram and Yitzhak, who saw the anan, they went forward, they found the place. Where did the anan come from? Hashem just puts an anan out of nowhere. Everything needs to have a marker, everything needs to have a place. So the pshat is, in the house of Sarah, there were three miracles. Chazal tell us that there was always an anan kashra lahar, there was bracha bi'isa, and there was Nir, which is Dolik Mishabbos to Shabbos. Says Lishla, this corresponds to the three mitzvahs that Anisha is Nizar, which is Nidah Chalukah Saner. So vice versa, this Anan, which is on the mountain, that was the Anan of Sarah, because it was in her schos that Yitzhak was born. Now she was going to be taken away from the world in a moment, she was Nifteris by the Akedah. So here, the Anan presented itself on the har, that was the Anan of Sarah. So if the Anan was there, so the Chara, the Nir, and the Chal is going to be here too. Where do we find the Chal in the Nair? What does the Pasuk say? That Avram took Es Ha'esh V'es Ha'macheles Lishchet Es B'nai. The Esh, that's the Nair. And the Macheles Lashon Achila, that's the Nair of Chala. Right? And he takes the Macheles Lishchet Es B'nai, that's the Mitzvah of Chala. So you see that the Akedah, which is kosher to this Macheles, that Macheles is symbolic of the Chala, that's Mevar the Kedushas of Makom, because Yitzchak itself is Chala. And the Makom of Mikdash is the Chala of Eretz Yisrael. Be'etzim, when we speak about Adam HaRishon, Chazal tell us that Adam is Chalasa Shal Olam. Adam is the Chal of the world, and since Chava, she destroyed that Chala, so she has to be Nizr in the midst of Chala, fine. In Pnimius, what that means, Chalasa Shal Olam, not just that, in the Chitzonis, the Taich is that everything of the world give, every Nivr in the world give a Chelik of itself to make Adam HaRishon. Olam is a composite of everything in the world. So we say Nasa Adam. Chazal say all the malach, the malachim said Nasa Adam. Why are the malachim saying Nasa? And they agreed in the creation of man. Because every malach gave a little bit of himself to create Adam HaRishon, which is why they all said Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. They saw that he was very great. He was a combination of all the malachim. But malachim doesn't just mean Stam malachim in Himmel. It means every single niver in this world has a malach which is in charge of it. And Mamela, Adam was like a mini oilam. That was like, Kol matzal nefesh achas, matzal kol oilam kula. Every yid is also that, Adam. So in Chitzonis, what it means that the whole world created Adam. But in Pnimius, Chalas HaShalada means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chala of himself to make Adam HaRishon. That's the neshama of Adam, is a chala, it's a mixas kolshu that Hashem gives to Adam. And that's the shofar. Vayipach ba'ap av neshmas chaim. He gives a piece of himself to create Adam. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chelek ein sof of himself to Adam HaRishon. And as the Baal Shem Tov explains, when you're dealing with ein sof on that level, even the kolshu of ein sof is also ein sof. So when you give Adam HaRishon just a kolshu of ein sof, so he's still an ein sof. But Adam HaRishon is called that chala. And the emes is because he was that mashahu, that chala, which is called reishis, he was melech. Because melech and reishis go hand in hand. David HaMelech, we know, was from the 70 years he was granted from Adam HaRishon. So those 70 years of Adam were very big years. Those are the years that he gave him from before the chet, because he created Adam before he was chet and to that. That's why Adam was so great. He had a neshama, he had a makar, which was gevalt. So we could say even about David, that David was a chala. David was a chala of Adam HaRishon. And that's why he was also melech. Because David too is a chala. So without going into that inyan any further, the etzem, this is the inyan of what shayfar is. Shayfar is, the inyan of Vayipach Ba'ach Menesh Paschaim is ma'oyrer, the fact that Adam HaRishon and Klai Yisrael, who is the extension of that Adam, we are chalasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are your chala. And chala needs a special shmir not to become tamei. And it's very chaviv, and it belongs to the kain, and it's kadosh. And that's why shayfar is a lashon pyresh, which is a lashon hafrasha, to be pyresh, l'hafresh chala min isa. We are your chala. We are the chala from your isa. And mamela, we need a special shmir. You could say even about the days of Aseres and Mechuva themselves, that just like there's an isa in Eretz, like we said before, Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan, and all the other Eretz Yisrael, and there's an isa within people, dahainu, even within Klai Yisrael, we have the Erevav, which is part of that Isa, and there are Nishbas Yisrael amongst the Goyim, which we have to take back. There's a big mixture. There's an Eitzadah Tzayberav here. And other was Choyitin Tzayberav because he was Nichshol in the Nevchala itself. He tried to be Pirish, to be Mafresh Achila Kataiv, which would be the Chala, but because he didn't take it off properly and he ate, you know what happens if you eat Chala, which is not Nifresh? It's Chai Misabi Shemaim, which is why he got Misabi Shemaim. He didn't die Mamish, but he got Misabi Shemaim. It says Mois Thomas, yeah? So he must have been Chai Misa, but the Chai Misa was Bidei Shemaim, because that's the Einish person who eats Chala, which is, hasn't been Mufresh. Al Kaponim, the same thing as true in Zman. And Aseres Mitshuva, this farm say, is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Zman. Because the Mishnah says that there are Sar Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And the 10 Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael correspond to the 10 days of Aseres Mitshuva. So even though there's this big mixture of Kedusha within the Zmanei Hashana, where Mafresh HaChelek, called Aseres Mitshuva, which is like a Chala, a small percentage, of course, of the 365 days of the year. So Aseres Mitshuva is a Chala of that. Getting back to the Ben Ishchai, Ben Ishchai says the time to do Aseres Mitshuva once a year, Aseres Mitshuva. Because Aseres Mitshuva is a Chala. It's a Chala of all the days of the year. So the time to do the mitzvah of Chala, that would be Aseres Mitshuva. This brings us back to Tzitzis. I already began speaking about Tzitzis. So let's take a step back, even one step back more than that. So there's Meraglim, then Chala, which seems to be out of place, should be in Shoiftim, and then there's Tzitzis. So we understand why Chala is connected to Meraglim, because Meraglim is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Why did the Meraglim fail? Because they weren't Mafresh Chala. You have to know the secret of Chala to be koine Eretz Yisrael. You have to be able to see that there's Chutz La'aretz could be mixed with Eretz Yisrael. And you have to find the Eretz Yisrael within Chutz La'aretz. You have to find the Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael. That's called Eretz Canaan still. So since they fail, the Torah says, you know why you fail? You don't have Chala. You need Chala, but you also need Tzitzis. Tzitzis is the same meaning. In the same way that there could be a mixture and Chala could separate that mixture, Tzitzis could do the same thing, because we find that Tzitzis is immune to the inyan of Klein. The Tzitzis knows how to be Mevar the Toif from the Ra, to separate a foreign mixture. This is perhaps why Yaakov sent Yosef down to Mitzrayim with a Ketanis Basin. Like we say many times, it wasn't by chance that Yosef was going down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov knew he was destined to go down to Mitzrayim. So he gave him the Ketanis Basin. Why Ketanis Basin? It's Bechin of Tzitzis. And he knew he had to find the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, which is Goishna in Eretz Mitzrayim. So by giving him Ketanis Basin, that would do it. But because they took away his Tzitzis, so he had to find other ways to do it. It was much harder for him. But he had the school in his hand. That's the Ketanis Pasim, which is the inyan of Chala, but in this case, Tzitzis, which could be Mevar, the Eretz Yisrael within Chutz La'aretz, but since it was taken away, it didn't work out. But this also ties to Kairach, but not for now. Al Kaponim, we addressed a lot of the questions which we had said. Bereshis b'schos achala, how that pertains to Rashi. Chala is the inyan which is going to get us where we need to get to. It's mavar for us, Eretz Yisrael, which is the tachlis of Kol HaTorah, as we see, that the Torah is a journey to get us into Eretz Yisrael, and we're still on that journey. The tachlis will be that when Shechina Batachlanim, which is what Eretz Yisrael represents, that will be the end of this Torah, so to speak. But it continues, Torah Smashe and Yeshua, that's the continuation from mavar the inyan. Talked about Tzitzis in the place of Chala, in Parsha Shlach, Reishas Arisa Yisechem, that's the Arisa of Yitzchak, and the Ben Yishchai, Mevayah that in. So just with Derech Gematria, so we had said before that there's an inyan of Hafreshas Chala, which is Lahafresh Chala Min Issa. So the truth is that even when Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Canaan, so he also had to be Mafresh Chala, and that was Rachav. Finding Rachav within Eretz Yisrael was taking out the Helig and Neshama from amongst the guy. That's also being Mafresh Chala. Because Yeshua had the Yud of Sarah, so he could be Mafresh Chala too. So, B'derech Gematria, Chala Mina Isa is Gematria Rachav Hazayna. And she's a Lashon Zan, which is a Lashon Parnasa and Lechem, because she's the Inyan of Isa. But it said before, there's other Gematrias, I'm not seeing them now. But the one last Gematria is that we said that the Ketanis Pasim is the Inyan of Chala. That's the correlation, the Smichas HaParsha, between Chala and Tzitzis, because really one Inyan. So Ketanis Pasim is also Gematria, Lahafresh Chala Min Issa, which is Lashon HaBracha. Lahafresh Chala Min Issa is Gematria, Ketanis Pasim.